the candidates who want to serve you as White County Executive, Pickett County Commissioner, and White County Commissioner. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Tonight, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin tonight in the race for White County Executive. Denny Wayne Robinson is seeking re-election to the office of White County Executive. Denny Wayne, good to have you with us on the program. When you first decided to run for County Executive, what was it that really made you want to run for that office?
Well, Tom, first, thanks for having me on the show here. I appreciate this opportunity. And what first kind of made me want to run for office is as I worked here in the county and was kind of maneuvered around, drove the roads and stuff, I saw our economy kind of slipping. I saw our jobs leaving. And so I felt like that I needed to do something. I needed to help.
Denny, what do you think make up the most important characteristics of a good county executive?
Well, the ability to listen, the ability to take in basically both sides of the story and come up with what is the truth and what is the best option moving forward that supports the county the best, helps the county the most, regardless of no matter what the person is, political affiliation or financial status or anything like that, just what moves the county forward the best and benefits the most people.
Denny, how have you seen White County grow in recent years?
Oh, White County has been very blessed. Over the last 8 years, we were economically distressed county. That's like the worst rating you can have. And over the past 8 years, we've, you know, with good leadership, good partnerships, good teamwork with our affiliates around us, we're second from the top in our economic status. So our economy has really boomed. Jobs have come back. There are 2,000 more White County citizens employed today than they were just a few years ago. That's 2,000 more jobs here in White County that we've brought in the last couple of years. Matter of fact, we've got more jobs now than we've got people. So we've really been blessed here in White County.
Are there some areas of concern that you still see that White County needs to address?
Well, we can always improve. You can always do better. I'm concerned about inflation and what the amount of goods a dollar is going to be able to purchase moving forward. As a county, we run on a very, very narrow budget, very strict. Inflation is going to really affect us. We're going to have to make sure that we very streamlined this year and this year's budget. That is probably the biggest thing facing us is the slowdown of the economy and inflation.
Denny Wayne Robinson is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking re-election to the office of White County Executive. Denny, schools are always important and a good working relationship between the county and the school system. Do you feel like there is a good working relationship there? And do you feel like the White County school system is being a good steward of money that's being spent on the local schools?
Yeah, I have to say White County General and the White County education system have a very good working relationship. I think last year, round number off the top of my head, about $33.5 million we put into education in White County, and yes, I think they're very good stewards of the money. They seem to pinch every penny they can, but they don't make the students suffer any. So it's they spend wisely. We have a good working relationship, and that's not common everywhere amongst the states. We're lucky to have that working relationship with our education system.
Denny, how important is it for the White County government to have a strong working relationship with the city of Sparta?
Well, I mean, you're partners. Everything that happens in the county affects the city, and everything that happens in the city affects the county. So a lot of times there's stuff that that we may be able to share those resources instead of having to each one do it independently. We can pull those funds, pull those resources, and just do a better job for the community.
Looking back over the last couple of years, and I know you've talked about, you know, jobs, you've seen an increase in employment in White County. What are some other areas that were affected from COVID that, that White County is still working to kind of build back from?
Well, the COVID thing was something we had to deal with that was really unprecedented. Nobody really knew really how to handle this and what to do. There were a lot of mandates and a lot of, I'm going to use the term suggestions, but they was kind of strong arm suggestions of stuff that they wanted us to do and wanted us to put into policy. I studied those things. I read on it. I read the science on it. A lot of it just wasn't logical and didn't make sense. So early off here in White County, we took a stand that we were not shutting down White County. We let the businesses kind of use their own judgment. We thought the individual was better suited to make a decision for their health than the White County government was. So we left that decision making up to the individuals. If they felt comfortable going into an establishment and eating or having services, we did not discourage that. Matter of fact, we wanted them to continue on life as normal. So there was some good things that came out of the COVID stuff. For example, people being more aware of cleanliness, washing their hands, just being around on top of each other. There was some good stuff that came out of that. There was some protocol that we put in for our EMS system and our sheriff's department system that was just common sense and it would be good practices to follow whether there was an pandemic going on or not. So some good stuff like that came out of it, but overall, White County and the Upper Cumberland, I have to say, did a good job through this pandemic. Our economy was not damaged nowhere near like the rest of the countries, and so I'm proud to say that White County and the Upper Cumberland helped lead that charge by not panicking and not closing the economy down in our area.
Denny Wayne Robinson, as you've talked to constituents and local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of issues they have on their minds or any type of concerns they may have?
Everyone's always concerned about taxes, infrastructure, especially roads. So, you know, we're working, you know, doing our best to help, you know, fund roads. We're working strongly right now with water departments bringing down grants. I've got about $7 million in grants that I've applied for right now that's going to go into our water infrastructure that's very old and antiquated. We've got parts of our water system where when you go from the point that the water is processed and ready to be consumed, then it goes through the lines, and by the time it reaches your tap, a lot of times 50% of that water is lost just through the old and aging pipes, cracks, leaks. So I've got $7 million coming to improve that infrastructure to help with the water system. So that, you know, that would be a great savings to the taxpayers. So our infrastructure, you know, roads, solid waste, the disposal of trash is always an issue. There is always trying to improve that process and make it more streamlined.
Denny Wayne Robinson has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the office of White County Executive.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Next, we'll speak to a pair of candidates who are seeking election to the Pickett County Commission out of District 4. Robert Marker is our next guest, and he's challenging for a seat on the Pickett County Commission out of District 4. Robert, what led to your decision to run for the Pickett County Commission?
Well, first off, good morning. I decided since I've lived in this county now for 5 years and not always agreed with stuff that the commission had voted for or not, and I really can't complain unless I take some action and try to be more involved. We can't fix things in our community if we're not involved. So that was the main reason why I put my name in the hat.
Robert, what experiences in your life make you a good candidate for the county commission?
I grew up in a small town in Nebraska, so I'm kind of familiar with the population here in Byrdstown and what kind of want to keep the lines of communications open between the people of 4th District and myself. And did 20 years in the military, been a truck driver for 18 years, and now I'm here in Byrdstown working for the county. So I kind of have my thumb on the pulse of the county, I hope, and hope to do good things for them.
Robert, what do you think are the most important characteristics of a good county commissioner?
Listening to what the people of the district want.
You mentioned some things that, you know, you had seen and maybe didn't always agree with. What were some of the issues that have led you to decide to run for the commission?
Really not knowing what's going on in the community. I wouldn't say it's anything specifically that I disagree with or agree with. I just feel that I need to be more involved. We all need to be more involved in our local government.
Robert Marker is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking election to the Pickett County Commission out of District 4 in the upcoming May 3rd primary. Robert, as you've talked to local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of what their concerns are?
I've heard concerns about building permits, yay or nay. I've also, you know, heard about the roads and some of the improvements that need to be done with that. Of course, you know, that all takes funding from our state government, and sometimes that isn't there. So I don't know. I just want to be the mouthpiece for our district.
So far, what are some things that you've learned during the course of this race?
That I'm hoping they'd consider an outsider. I don't feel I'm an outsider. I've been here for 5 years, but some people still look at me as an outsider.
What would you tell a voter that they would be getting in Robert Marker as a Pickett County Commissioner?
A voice for the 4th District, for the people. Their concerns would be my concerns. I'd vote what they wanted to have voted on and agreed upon, not what necessarily I believed in. You know, you kind of have to be non-biased for that.
Robert Marker has been our guest on Meet the Candidates, again seeking election to the Pickett County Commission out of District 4. First up is Andrew Connor, who's seeking re-election to the County Commission. Andrew, thank you for joining us on the program. When you first ran and were elected to the County Commission, what led to your decision to want to be part of the Commission?
Well, I was a younger guy. I was kind of nervous when I seek election the first time. I was nervous about it. I was a younger guy. I was 21 years old when I ran the first time. I was kind of afraid that was going to maybe put me behind, maybe a little bit because of my age, but it didn't. I was successful in my first run, and I just wanted to be a voice for my community, people down in the part of the county where I live. I don't want people in my community to be overlooked, so I ran the first time so I could be a voice for them. I really enjoy it, being able to do it.
Andrew, what are some things maybe you've learned during your time on the county commission that you didn't know before you were elected to the board?
There's a lot of things that go into it. You know, I mean, as far as like the budgets go and stuff, there's a lot of things that play into the decisions that we make each and every month on how our county operates.
Andrew, what are some things that you see that still need to be addressed, you feel like, in Pickett County? Some things that you feel like maybe are at the top of the list that really need to be addressed?
Things like when we took over in 2018, when we were first elected, the previous administration had began the closing of the landfill in Byrdstown, and that's something I feel like we should finish out. That's something I would really like to see completed. Of course, we we swapped that over. The previous administration turned our landfill into a transfer station while closing out the landfill, and that's something I would like to see completed. Of course, with COVID and everything come through, that put a damper on everything, slowed everything down, but that's one thing that I would like to see completed.
Andrew Connors, our guest on Meet the Candidates. He's seeking re-election to the Pickett County Commission out of District 4. Andrew, as you've talked to local voters, what are some of the concerns that you're hearing from them?
The big thing, when we took over in 2018, when we was first elected, was a property tax increase that was done. That's been the big deal the last 4 years. That's the big thing that we hear about a lot. Of course, like everybody, I'd like to see our taxes go back down, more manageable. Although after the increase, we have started setting some funds aside, and I think we're looking into our budgets a little better than maybe we were. So, yeah, that's definitely something we'd like to get back under control. I think everybody wants that.
In closing, Andrew, why do you feel like the voters in District 4 should reelect you to the Pickett County Commission?
Well, I'm always trying to – I'll be honest with everybody. I tell you the same thing I told when I talk to people out in the community. You know, I tell them honestly that there's going to be times that I'm going to vote on things on that county commission that I have done on the last 4 years that we may not always agree on, and that's perfectly fine because we're humans and we all have disagreements. But I love being able to do that. Every time I make a decision in one of our meetings, I do it thinking of the best interest of our county. You know, I hope that people in my district see that I try to be honest with everybody. When people call me, I try to be honest with them. And I just hope people see that, and I just hope they'll give me another chance, another 4 years, and I'd really appreciate everyone's vote and support, and I appreciate being given the opportunity to be the voice for the people in my district in our county.
Andrew Connors has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the Pickett County Commission out of District 4.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Meet the Candidates continues as we take a look at the race for the White County Commission out of District 7. Kyle Goff is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 7, and he joins us on the program. Kyle, good to have you with us. When you first ran and were elected initially to the White County Commission, what was it that made you decide you wanted to run for commission?
Well, Tom, I have a little bit of a different story. I was actually appointed to my seat in March of 2021. One of our commissioners here in White County in District 7, actually my neighbor, moved out of town. So the seat became open to a special election by the county commission. I was nominated and appointed to the seat by the rest of the commission. So I technically am an incumbent, and I'm technically running for re-election, but this is actually my first campaign.
Kyle, what are some things that you have learned about the White County government since your time being appointed to that position?
Well, just the overall ebbs and flows of the legislative body, the overall county budget, where our county revenue comes from, the funding structures, where the tax dollar goes. And, you know, the last 13 or 14 months has given me really a heads up to learn some of this stuff. And I'm really glad it worked out this way, where I could kind of learn the legislative process and the work of the county government before the election.
What do you think are some of the most important characteristics of being a good county commissioner?
Well, ethics and morals, obviously. I mean, I think that's Christ-centered principles. I believe that is by far the number one thing. You know, when those, you know, and hopefully it doesn't happen very often, but when those votes do come along that put you in a compromising position, I think you need to be able to trust yourself, to lean on your faith when you make those decisions. So that is by far the number one thing. You know, and then in addition to that, you know, we look for people that can pursue sustainable growth with minimal burden on the taxpayer.
Kyle Goff is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, he is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 7. Kyle, what do you see as some of the biggest issues that White County is facing right now that the commission is going to have to work with?
Yeah, a few of my personal strategic priorities. Number one, very close to the top of the list, would be competitive compensation pay rates for our employees, increased benefits along with that. That would allow us to maintain a lot of our hometown talent. We have a lot of people here in White County who live in White County. They grew up in White County, but they're traveling elsewhere in the Upper Cumberland to work because their compensation rates just are not competitive. We could lower our turnover cost. I'd like to see a comprehensive analysis of how much money we're spending on turnover and then how a better compensation package might combat some of that, and then also just to improve the culture of the county workplace. See expansion of our Parks and Recreation Department, increasing community play spaces, basically more recreational opportunities for our youth, and then continued economic development too, recruitment of new businesses. I think we've done a really good job of this the last few years. A couple thousand new jobs have been created just in the last couple years. So that leads to sustainable growth that we can maintain over time without putting a lot of the burden on the taxpayers.
Kyle Goff has been our guest on Meet the Candidates, again seeking re-election to the White County Commission in District 7, coming up during the May 3rd primary. Stanley Neal is also seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 7. He's up next on the program. When you first ran and were elected to the White County Commission, what factored into your decision to want to run for commission?
Well, I wanted to first run, and I ran and was elected in 2014. But we had just lost several jobs from a manufacturer leaving the county. And our jobless rate, our unemployment rate, was at 8%. And I just felt like we could do better. And I wanted to keep jobs locally so that people could raise their families here locally and so people would not have to commute out of the county to other jobs away from home. And there were other candidates in the like mind as I was that we could do better as a county.
Stanley, what do you think are the most important characteristics of a good county commissioner?
I think there are several. One good characteristic is patience. Government does not run fast. You think you can come in and you can do something really quick, and that's not how it works. So you have to have patience. You have to have good character, and you've got to be honest with the people.
Stanley, some things that may be going on in White County that you feel like the commission needs to address in the near future. What are some of those things?
Well, we need to be looking at infrastructure here in the county, that being such as water, water, electrical, those kind of things. We can help our utility districts through applying for grants and such, but we have a tremendous growth, especially in my district here in District 7, which is the north. western part of the county, we have some tremendous growth going on. And so we've got to keep up with that growth with infrastructure.
Stanley Neal is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 7. What are some things that you've learned? And I know you mentioned how government operates. Certainly that's something I know that you've learned during your time on the commission. But some other things that that you've learned over the course of your time on the county commission.
Well, I've learned one thing, that county commissioners can't do everything they may say they can do or want to do. Your county commissioners basically can are responsible for the monies that come into the county and the and creating a budget and distributing it to the different agent or departments within the county. Also, county commission cannot create laws. They only work off resolutions. So they can't go out and create a law such as your city governments with their ordinances and such.
Stanley, as you've been talking to local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of their concerns?
Most of them have concerns of growth. Just since we do have such tremendous growth in the area, in my district, the upcoming regional airport is in this district. They have a few concerns about it, about more traffic coming into it. We've talked that through, and we've discussed it, in ways that I believe they're satisfied with. But that is the biggest concerns that I'm hearing out here in my district.
Our guest has been Stanley Neal, and again, he is seeking re-election to the White County Commission out of District 7 in the May 3rd primary. That's tonight's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of tonight's show, visit NewsTalk 94.1 for the on-demand audio, and join us tomorrow night as we again meet the candidates. Our producer is Jake Wallman. I'm Tom Duggan.